a few showers in the southwest of England.
Thank you, Simon. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 1st of April. There are warnings of gales in Plymouth, Biscay and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, high German Bight 1031, expected Norway 1034 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours, Viking North Utsira, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less in southern North Utsira. Fog patches in southern North Utsira. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southern North Utsira. South Utsira, variable 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 3 or less at first in East Forties and East Dogger, otherwise southerly, backing, southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Cromarty. Fair, good. Fisher, northwesterly 3 or 4 at first in northeast, otherwise variable 3 or less. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. German Bight. Variable becoming easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in southwest. Fair, good. Humber, Thames. East or southeast, backing east or northeast later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Thames. Fair, good. Dover, White, Portland. East or northeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Plymouth, Biscay, east or southeast 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time in Plymouth and later in Biscay. Fair, good. Southwest Fitzroy, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Showers, thundery later, good occasionally poor later. Northeast Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 except in northeast Fitzroy. Fair, good. Irish Sea, east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, south or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Shannon, mainly fair, moderate or good. Bailey, southerly but cyclonic at first in north 4 to 6, occasional rain in north and west, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest, backing south 4 to 6, rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south 4, mist, 5 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Stornoway, south, 4, 24 miles, 1023, now rising. Lerwick, south by west, 4, 13 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Lucas, north-northeast, 1, rain, 14 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Bridlington, south by west, 1, 1029, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east, 5, 5 miles, 1026. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1024. Jersey, east, 4, 11 miles, 1022, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east, northeast, 5, 5 miles, 1023. Scilly Automatic, east, southeast, 6, 5 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Valentia, east, southeast, 3, 14 miles, 1018, falling. Ronald's Way, east, 3, 7 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Malin Head, southeast, 4, 13 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Now for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation. An area of high pressure, currently centred over the North Sea, will gradually move away eastwards today. However, a ridge of high pressure will still extend over the United Kingdom on Wednesday. This will bring fair conditions to the inshore waters, but with strong winds at times in the south and west. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less at times in south, occasionally 6 later in east. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, mainly south, 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 3 or 4, backing east 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in south. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East 4 to 6. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time west of Start Point. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time near Land's End. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in north and near St David's Head. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, becoming variable 3 or less at times in the Solway Firth. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Fair, good. Loch Fyle to Carlingford Loch, southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times, mainly in north and east. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the North Channel, and becoming variable 3 or less at times in the Firth of Clyde. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, except in shelter. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south and west, then becoming variable 3 or less at times in north. Fair, good. Shetland Isles, south 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Prayer for the Day is in a moment, which will be followed by Farming Today, where we'll visit the Isle of Lewis off the west coast of Scotland, where getting animals on and off the islands by boat can be unpredictable. First, we have drama available on BBC Sounds.
Do you ever think about running away?
From what?
Family life.
On BBC Radio 4, Kramer versus Kramer.
I'm suffocating here. I have to leave.
A new dramatisation based on the groundbreaking novel about separation and single parenting.
The law is not the issue here. What counts is what you want to do.
I want my son.
No one was talking about divorce until you did it. Now it's contagious.
Kramer versus Kramer from Radio 4.
He's my kid too, remember? I gave birth to him.
Available now on BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Prayer for the Day with the writer and broadcaster Anna Magnusson.
Good morning. This being April Fool's Day, I'm thinking of my childhood. I'm trying to remember how excited we were about playing tricks on each other. But I can't for the life of me recall a single one. I only remember shouting, "April Fool!" with great delight. That's the strange pool of childhood memories. They're so vivid and present, as long as you don't look at them directly. If you turn away ever so slightly, that's when they step forward, and suddenly you're sitting with your siblings at the kitchen table again, trying to trick each other with made-up stories, or hiding the teapot from Mum and suddenly producing it with a flourish from inside the fridge, or something equally hilarious. What I've never forgotten about the 1st of April, and never will, is that after my younger brother died, we continued to mark the day. Mum still set a vase of daffodils on the kitchen table. She still laughed at our tricks and jokes. She was still present, still our mother. She stayed with us. And because of that, our brother was also with us, with all the silly jokes he used to tell, his smile, and his huge delight in any kind of family celebration. And because we continued to mark these days and cherished being together, we could talk about my brother, remember him, and keep him with us every day. So it's not the April Fool's tricks or excitement I think of today. It's the blessing of being with my siblings all those decades ago and being thankful for each other still, every single day. My prayer this morning is for families everywhere of all kinds and sizes. May there be love and laughter, and may God comfort and bring light. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Anna Magnusson. Now on Radio 4, Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Welsh farmers hope a review of rules on pollution and water courses could mean diluting the restrictions on muck spreading without harming the environment. We'll have more on that a little later. First, though, all week we're visiting our islands and hearing about the advantages and demands of living in some of the most beautiful places in the British Isles. Yesterday we were in Guernsey in the Channel Islands. Today we travel far to the north to the Isle of Lewis off the west coast of Scotland. Ferries are important for all islanders, of course, but for crofters who have livestock to buy and sell, ferries are an essential part of their farming business. And as Nancy Nicholson reports, some are facing particular challenges with the